In Parshas Ki Tisa, the Torah reiterates the obligation and significance of Shabbos. Most well known are the teachings which are derived from the juxtaposition of the laws of Shabbos to the construction of the Mishkan. However, there are a number of other important, though more subtle, lessons that can be gleaned from inferences in the Torah text as well. In particular, as the Torah tells us in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel, a very famous and well known Pasuk, Vi'ata, Hashem tells Moshe, Dabar el b'nei Israel, Lamor, speak to the Jewish people and tell them the following, Ach es shabsosai tishmaru, just you must observe my Shabbases, ki osi b'ni uveinichem, it is a sign, a covenant between me, God, and you, the Jewish people, l'doro sechem, for all generations, l'das ki ani Hashem mikadishchem, so you should know that I am the Lord your God who sanctifies you. Fascinatingly, the Mechilta, or the Psikta, as the case may be, the Medrash on this Pasuk, maintains that this phrase is seemingly redundant. After all, as the Medrash points out, didn't we already learn back in Shmos Perchof, Losasa Kol Malacha, that there's a prohibition of doing work on Shabbos? So why does this Pasuk seem to eventually, or once again, reiterate that? So says the Medrash, in other words, says the Medrash that this phrase, as Shabsosai Tishmaru, is coming to include and allude to the fact that aside from the biblically prohibited malacha, the Isurei D'Oraisa, the 39 prohibited categories of malacha that we cannot do on Shabbos, in addition to that, there are all sorts of rabbinic prohibitions that further limit the work which we can do and that can be done on Shabbos. There are many, many such examples, but of course the most famous one being the concept of muksa, which is a rabbinic prohibition as well. This is the halacha as is understood in the Torah Sheval Peh, the Medrash, based on the Pasuk here in our Parsha. In the beautiful and remarkable set of Svarim, Hadrash V'Ha'iyun, which were written by the famed Reish Rav, who was one of the great Gedolim in Galicia, in pre-Holocaust Poland, first part of the 20th century, and eventually died Al Kiddush Hashem at the hand of the Nazis. So in his remarkable Sefer, here commenting on our Parsha, he observes the following phenomenon. And he notes that the cumulative impact of all of these prohibitions, not only the 39 categories of D'Oraisa work that can't be done, but then the additional layer upon layer of rabbinic prohibitions, that creates a very comprehensive day of rest, says the Drash V'Iyun, which is very, very free from work. Midaraisa, 39 categories of work you couldn't do, but maybe many others you could. But then you add all the Durabonans in, and we've created this huge space, which really is prohibited and, you know, pushes away almost any kind of work, which in theory should be a good thing. After all, isn't the purpose of Shabbos for Menucha? So says the Drash V'Iyun, well, that depends. Perhaps. It all depends, he says, and this is so key, on what we do with that rest and all that free time. He says quite explicitly that during the week, we are very, very busy, and we're tired, and we're preoccupied with and from all of the efforts we need to have to work and to make a living. We don't really have that much time to learn, necessarily, to do extra mitzvot, and that's understood. You're busy during the week working. But it's also true, he says, that we don't have that much time to get ourselves into trouble, if you will, because we're so busy working and focusing on things that we need to. However, he says, when we are free, then when we have no responsibilities, when things are prohibited from us, that beyond our reach to begin with, and then all that leaves us with is free time, so then, he says, the mind naturally wanders, and the Yetzer Hara pounces, our imagination can run wild, and we can become tempted. Sometimes, he says, it's the shvisa atzma, the very rest itself, the thing which is supposed to be the source of spiritual blessing, the Shabbos. It itself can be our worst enemy. The rest itself can cause a person, without the regular structure of responsibility, with the excess of free time, all of a sudden that can lead a person into places that really shouldn't be. And frankly, when they are busy during the week and with the structure of the week, They don't go there. But free from structure, free from responsibility, prohibited from doing work, perhaps all that empty space just gets filled with things that shouldn't be done. However, as he says so beautifully and so eloquently, of course, that's not what the Shabbos is supposed to be. Obviously, that's not the manucha of Shabbos, and that's not the calm that the Shabbos is supposed to inspire. Rather, he says, "Mitudas Shabbos." The purpose of Shabbos is la'aseis la'adam hayecholet la'alot b'malos hashleimus, to give people the opportunity, the free time, the physical rest, and the mental space, lizchus hanefesh ulatahara, to focus on spiritual, sublime, idealistic pursuits. Which you don't have the time or the energy or the mental space for during the week because you're so busy, you're so preoccupied, and you're so tired. He says that is exactly what the purpose of Shabbos is. It's not just supposed to be a spiritual version of lying on the beach, you know, sipping your pina colada with nothing to do and not a care in the world. That is not what's supposed to happen 52 weeks a year every seventh day on the Shabbos. That is not what the Torah had in mind. On the contrary, he says, that's more likely to lead to bad things, not to good things. He points out that the Gemara in Masechet Ksubos tells us in Daf Nun Tes that batala mevi dilei zima, batala mevi lidei shiamum. A person will go out of their mind if they have too much free time, and frankly, a person will also go into immoral things when they have too much free time. As we say in the Shabbos davening, the purpose of davening is, of Shabbos is, excuse me, yom menucha kedusha la'am chanasata. It's not just menucha, but also kedusha. It's supposed to be a day of sanctity. The goal of Shabbos is obviously not to be unproductive, let alone destructive, a day of rest. The real purpose of Shabbos, he says, of course, is to take advantage of the rest, take advantage of the free time, and devote those renewed and extra energies and time to spiritual pursuits that aren't given enough time and attention during a busy work week.